Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, February 6th. I'm reading from the Message paraphrase this week. Let's begin with our Bible memory verse, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3. Remember, the first word is another word for happy. It starts with a B. You got it? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For our Old Testament reading, we are entering into a new book. It's the book of Joshua, and we're actually going to be reading in it only 4 days, but it's a rich book about how God's people come into the promised land. They're led out by Joshua, who is the leader that follows Moses, and he's the one that helps them to cross the Jordan River and to begin the conquest in Canaan. This book details all the different battles in the conquest. Do you remember the Battle of Jericho? That's in this book. And then there's the division of the land. So once they get into the promised land, it's like, okay, your group, you have this, and your group, you're over here. And it's the details of all the 12 tribes of Israel finding their land. And then finally, this book highlights the covenantal faithfulness of God. He said way back to Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to give you that land. And this is the fulfillment of God's promises. If you want to know more about the book of Joshua, I often recommend the Bible Project videos that are online, and it's just like 8 minutes on an overview of the book. Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent out from Shittim 2 men as spies. Go, look over the land. Check out Jericho. They left and arrived at the house of a harlot named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, "We've just learned that men arrived tonight to spy out the land. They're from the people of Israel." The king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, "Bring out the men who came to you to stay the night in your house. They're spies. They've come to spy out the whole country." The woman had taken the 2 men and hidden them. She said, "Yes, 2 men did come to me, but I didn't know where they'd come from. At dark, when the gate was about to be shut, the men left. But I have no idea where they went. Hurry up, chase them. You can still catch them." She had actually taken them up on the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax that were spread out for her on the roof. So the men set chase down the Jordan road toward the fords. As soon as they were gone, the gate was shut. Before the spies were down for the night, the woman came up to them on the roof and said, "I know that God has given you the land. We're all afraid. Everyone in the country feels hopeless. We heard how God dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you left Egypt, and what he did to the 2 Amorite kings east of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you put under a holy curse and destroyed. We heard it, and our hearts sank. We all had the wind knocked out of us, and all because of you, you and God, your God, God of the heavens above and God of the earth below. Now promise me by God, I showed you mercy. Now show my family mercy and give me some tangible proof, a guarantee of life for my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, everyone connected with my family. Save our souls from death." "Our lives for yours," said the men. "But don't tell anyone our business. When God turns this land over to us, we'll do right by you in loyal mercy." What a cliffhanger! As you probably know, the rest of the story, and we'll get a glimmer of it in the next reading tomorrow, is that Rahab was faithful to her promise to keep the secret, and so were the men. And when Jericho was overturned by God's people, they rescued Rahab and her family from destruction. But what lesson can we learn from Rahab? Well, I was challenged to remember what God has done in the past and to let that inform my future. Rahab knew. She had heard about the Red Sea drying up. She had heard about the God who defeated Og and Sihon, and she decided to have faith in this God, even though she didn't know much about him. And then there's also the lesson that God's redemption is for everyone. Rahab was not an Israelite, but in God's providence, she was saved. This is a foreshadowing of what is to come in Jesus Christ, that people from all nations and all tongues, one day we will come around the throne of God together, not just the Israelites, not just the Jewish people, but all those who confess Jesus as Lord and say, look at what God has done. Our second reading today is Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 15. You'll remember that in yesterday's reading, we were left with a challenge to pray for people to go out into the harvest. The prayer was no sooner prayed than it was answered. Jesus called 12 of his followers and sent them into the ripe fields. He gave them power to kick out the evil spirits and to tenderly care for the bruised and hurt lives. This is the list of the 12 he sent: Simon, they called him Peter or Rock, Andrew, his brother, James, Zebedee's son, John, his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax man, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, Judas Iscariot, who later turned on him. Jesus sent his 12 harvest hands out with this charge: don't begin by traveling to some far-off place to convert unbelievers. And don't try to be dramatic by tackling some public enemy. Go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. Tell them that the kingdom is here. Bring help to the sick. Raise the dead. Touch the untouchables. Kick out the demons. You have been treated generously, so live generously. Don't think you have to put on a fundraising campaign before you start. You don't need a lot of equipment. You are the equipment, and all you need to keep that going is 3 meals a day. Travel light. When you enter a town or village, don't insist on staying in a luxury inn. Get a modest place with some modest people and be content there until you leave. When you knock on a door, be courteous in your greeting. If they welcome you, be gentle in your conversation. If they don't welcome you, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way. You can be sure that on Judgment Day, they'll be mighty sorry, but it's no concern of yours now. And now from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. You lazy fool, look at an ant. Watch it closely. Let it teach you a thing or two. Nobody has to tell it what to do. All summer it stores up food. At harvest, it stockpiles provisions. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, I have a treat for you. I have a recording from the women's retreat where we sang together, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And I thought this might be a wonderful way for us to end the podcast today, reflecting on the faithfulness of God and singing along. Hope you have a great day.
Great is thy faithfulness.